We're talking with Michael Kelsey, Oklahoma Cattlemen's Association. Michael, let's talk about several things happening in the cattle business right now. One is a position that your organization and several other ag groups have come together on, and that is opposition to one of the state questions that will be on the November general election ballot, State Question 805. What's your concern?
Yeah, that was a good discussion that we had amongst our leadership. Oklahoma Cattlemen's Association, we've got long-standing, very strongly worded policy regarding cattle theft and how thieves should be prosecuted. The concern we have with 805 is there's actually many concerns, but chief of which is that if 805 goes into effect, then past history, as we understand it, past criminal history won't be taken into account when a convicted person stands before the court. So to put it as an example, if a person steals cattle one time versus a person who steals cattle multiple theft 10, 12 times, the court would treat them the same. Now, our opinion is you know, if you've got a habitual thief, a person who just can't keep their hands off our cattle, if you will, those past convictions, those past crimes should be taken into account, and that punishment should be more severe. Both punishments ought to be severe, in our opinion, but certainly that second one. So that's the primary reason that we have some deep concerns about 805. It just takes it really ties the hands of the court and takes them the ability of them to consider past criminal history out of the court's hands, and that's not a good thing, in our opinion.
As you look at this, I know that it's not just OCA that has concerns about this particular measure, right?
That's right. Our good friends over at Farm Bureau, as well as some of the other ag organizations, the Pork Council, we've had good discussion with them as well to understand kind of, and I certainly don't want to speak for another organization, but I know they have expressed some of the same concerns as well as us. So we feel like we're in very good company in that sense. And by the way, Ron, we're just talking about agriculture. So if you look at the broad spectrum of potential crimes that would be considered under 805, it gets very big, a very long list. And by the way, I should mention, we consider cattle theft as a violent crime. State law does not consider cattle theft as a violent crime. And 805 would, again, tie the hands of the court of us in the future, putting it in the Constitution, of considering cattle theft as a violent crime. And so just a lot of things that are really bad about this that we have a lot of concerns on, and encouraging our members to consider voting no.
Anytime you start putting things into the Constitution, that can be problematic.
It can really be troublesome because, boy, it takes a lot to put it in the Constitution. It takes a lot to change it. It takes a lot to take it out. And that's another, again, we're just coming up with all sorts of good reasons why 805 is just a really bad idea at this point in time.
Know that you're continuing to monitor what's going on within the industry as far as trying to find additional slaughter capacity in our state. Can you give us an update on that?
You bet. We're excited about the prospects here in Oklahoma, and we see, based on several indicators, both individual direct talks as well as some of the CARES money that the Department of Ag had based upon the generosity of the governor's office and some of those federal dollars, as well as just talking with folks on an individual basis throughout the state. We're seeing a lot of opportunity and optimism about building capacity. Now, let's be clear. We don't know of any major packing facilities, and I'm talking the 5,000 a head per day on live cattle, fat cattle, if you will. Certainly, we would like to see some capacity built in that sector, whether it's in Oklahoma or not. We'd love to have it in Oklahoma, don't get me wrong, but even just for our industry's sake, having that somewhere in the country would be good. But certainly we're seeing a lot of enthusiasm and excitement over building capacity locally and hopefully capitalizing on an opportunity to provide a more local product directly to local consumers, as well as even consumers abroad. We think that there's an opportunity for Oklahoma to brand ourselves even outside of the state, and that's something that we're looking at and looking at how we can do that, but to have that added capacity, and so that's exciting. I think there's a lot of opportunity and optimism we hope to continue building on that. And Ron, I would tell you, one of the main things to think about here is we've got to be in this for the long haul. So we've got to be patient. We've got to be consistent, and we've got to be steadfast and continue to build on this optimism. But no, it's not going to happen overnight, because those types of facility developments just don't happen overnight. So we're going to be patient and optimistic and continue moving forward.
Of course, with the CARES Act, the grants that were given through the Oklahoma Department of Agriculture, that those monies are being put to work right away. So we may see at least some short-term advancements from that, right?
Oh, absolutely. And that's a great point. And I'm really glad you brought that up, because I don't want to inadvertently mention that and indicate that there's nothing that can be gained right now. You're absolutely correct. But if you want to look at long term and really industry stabilizing or industry growth, we've got to think long term. But you're right. There is some great activity. I personally have had the opportunity to see a couple of those entities that receive some of those dollars, and how they're putting them to use and building capacity. Not only that, but also building opportunity with what they can do for those customers who bring cattle to them. Maybe they've upped their inspection. They've gone from custom slaughter to state inspection. Maybe they're adding an ability to value add, such as a grinder or a packaging piece of equipment or something along those lines. That's immediate. That's something that we're going to see pretty quick, and hopefully will build momentum for us long term.
One final area, Michael. I know that you've got your cattle producers desiring to go ahead and do face-to-face meetings. The fall gatherings are going to happen. So tell me a little bit about that process.
Yeah, we are very, very excited about that. We're doing 12 fall gatherings around the state of Oklahoma this fall. We'll start the last week in October. And basically Monday, Tuesdays, and Thursday nights, the last week of October and the first 3 weeks of November, are going to have an OCA gathering somewhere in the state, a fall gathering somewhere in the state. We've decided to do, our members really want to meet. They really have a desire to get together, to have fellowship, but also to talk about issues that are important to our industry. Just get together and share that camaraderie. Man, we really need that right now in these turbulent and times, and leaning on each other, sharing with each other, just encouraging each other as well. So we're really excited about that. We're going to be in the far northwest part of the state, the far southeast, northeast, southwest, central. We've got two meetings per district. We have six districts that we divide the state up in, so we're excited about that. We've published those dates. You can pick those dates up on any of our social media, or certainly our magazine. By the way, don't have to be an OCA member to come. We encourage all cattle producers and invite all cattle producers to come and just enjoy some fellowship and a great beef meal with us. We're going to have a lot of fun and enjoy that opportunity for camaraderie and fellowship.
Thank you, Michael. Michael Kelsey with the Oklahoma Cattlemen's Association. On the Oklahoma Farm Report, I'm Ron Hayes.